ski instructors aren't the only ones that depend on a good base of snow in the winter. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College, and today on the Academic Minute, Justin Mankin, a postdoctoral fellow at Columbia University, describes how a changing climate may alter the way cultures get their water in the spring and summer.
The anthropologist Franz Boas claimed the Inuit had over 50 words for snow. They don't, but his larger point that social practices should be understood in the context of their cultures stands. Snow is so significant to the Inuit that they parsed its varied forms and functions into many words. But snow's significance is not only cultural. Each winter, it advances from the poles to the mid-latitudes, reflecting sunlight, influencing the weather patterns people and ecosystems expect. Snow cover insulates trees' roots from cold winter air and ensures pests don't survive the winter. Snowpack also serves as its own reservoir, pulsing water and nutrients to people and ecosystems downstream, precisely when their spring and summer water demands increase. My colleagues and I identified where people depend on snowmelt for water supply. A quarter of river basins in the northern hemisphere, we find, home to about 2 billion people, are dependent on water stored in snowpack. For these basins, snow is indelibly tied to people's practices of water use, as it is for the Inuit. In a warmer world, we expect less snow to accumulate, and the snow that does accumulate, we expect to run off earlier in the year. But a warmer atmosphere will also hold more moisture, potentially bringing greater rains to quench water demands, and if the temperature remains low enough, more snow. This mix of temperature and precipitation variations, plus global warming, complicates our experience of snow changes. Reconciling these uncertainties, we find that future climate's potential to supply present-day water demand will decrease for many places, including basins of the American West, Mediterranean, and Middle East. These risks are large and a rightful cause for discussion about how best to respond because water demands will likely increase along with populations. For the Inuit and many other cultures, snow will remain important, but our practice of reliance on it as a seasonal source of water will change.
That was Justin Mankin of Columbia University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.